Welcome to The Table I Built, a space for underdogs, builders, and dreamers. Hi, I'm Andrea Walton, and here we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair. Your seat at the table is waiting. Welcome again. This space is for builders, the underdogs, the resilient ones, the ones who don't always have it figured out, but who never stop showing up for themselves. This is your seat, and you are so welcome here. So my name is Andrea Walton, and I am your host. And before we go anywhere else together, I want to tell you a little bit about why this podcast exists, why now, and why it's so important. You see, I didn't come from wealth or a family name that opened doors, but I did come from grit. And I get that from my mother, Yurith Walker, and my grandmother, Gloria Walker, who was the very essence of grit. And we may have to have an episode just about her grit. But I also came from a third floor stairwell in Northwest Pasadena in Community Arms Apartments where I grew up, waiting on a father who never showed up. I became a mother at 15 years old on welfare and dropped out of high school. And as you can imagine, I had every statistic working against me. But here's the thing, I wasn't done. I knew in order for me, even at that young age, in order for me to change my life, I needed to make different decisions and change my decisions for the better. So I decided to take the GED test. And for those of you who are not familiar, it's a general education test that we do here in the U.S. that if you don't graduate it from high school, you can take a series of tests to get a completion for high school. And because I had dropped out and I was 19, I needed to take this test because my ultimate goal was to have a degree from college, which seemed so out of reach for me at that time. And at that time in the 90s, it was a two-day test, and I took it at Chaffey High School in California. And we did not own a car at the time, but I did have a 10-speed or 12-speed. It was a burgundy bike. I rode it around everywhere. And the days of the test, it was raining. But I knew I needed to get to Chaffey to take the test. So for those 2 days, I rode my bike in the rain. And I was determined to take these tests and pass. And got home and waited for a few weeks. And a few weeks later, opened the mailbox and the certificate of completion was there. And I still have it today, hanging next to my Bachelor of Science and my Master's of Business Administration, because it's a reminder of the steps that I needed to take and the decisions I needed to make to change the trajectory of my life. So now, you know, I've clawed my way into boardrooms and built a 22-year career in human resources, rising to the role of chief people officer. And even then I knew, and even now I know, I'm still building. Because my table, this table, wasn't just about a career or a job even. It was about creating spaces for others who, like me, didn't always see themselves represented in boardrooms and meeting spaces and corporate spaces. People navigating setbacks, transitions, reinvention. Those are my people, and people whose stories deserve to be heard and honored. I want to share those with you. And that's what this podcast is and what it's about. Over the years, I've learned how to lead through mergers and acquisitions, manage layoffs, which, let's be frank, those are never easy. And we'll spend some time talking about the impacts of that. Negotiate equity and total rewards, and build people-first cultures. But nothing has taught me more than life itself. And that is why I launched Concrete Strategies HR Consulting, which I'm announcing today, to consult, mentor, and uplift organizations and individuals at the intersection of their lived experience and their strategic expertise. That same mission lives through the Concrete Rose Scholarship Foundation, which is my nonprofit initiative committed to providing scholarships, mentorships, and leadership opportunities to underrepresented young Black women across the US, South Africa, and beyond. These three things, Concrete Strategies, Concrete Rose, and the table I built, they're not separate lanes at all. They're the same road. They're the story of someone who kept showing up to build, even when the blueprint wasn't clear. So, who is this podcast for? It's for the builder who's tired but still continues to go day in and day out. It's for the person starting over in a new city, a new job, a new career, or just even a new phase of life. It is for the executive in transition, the mother juggling ambition and sacrifice, the fighter who's taken some losses, you're on the ropes, but you refuse to lose yourself. This table, our table, is for us. So we'll talk real strategies from leadership to reinvention, from grief to grit. You'll hear stories from people who've had to build from scratch, fall apart, and guess what? Get up again and rebuild. I'll bring in guests, but I'll also share moments from my own journey, lessons that aren't always polished, aren't always pretty, but they are always real. So whether you're listening from your car, your kitchen, your office, or a quiet place between jobs, this table is for you. No judgment here, just truth, strategy, and stories that remind you that you're not alone, because especially in transitions, you feel like you are and you're not. We are just getting started. So welcome to the table I built. Now be sure to follow, share, and subscribe. Episodes will drop weekly. And if you've got a story worth telling, don't be surprised if I send you a DM or message you or tap you on the shoulder, because I want you to have a seat with me. We'll talk soon. Have a great day.